Thank you all for joining. This was definitely something we spent a lot of time working to set up for you, an interview with Tom Kalinske, former CEO of Sega of America. Jared, I'll go ahead and let you start us off. You really were the person that got this ball rolling. So go ahead and get us started here while we wait for Tom to join us.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Nick. So like Nick said, thank you all for joining us. This is, for me personally, and I think I can speak for everyone else here, this is one of my bucket list moments that's about to happen here. I have always wanted to have a frank conversation with Tom, and he really impacted me on a personal and professional level, just because he wasn't your typical executive. He always sort of took what couldn't be done and somehow made it possible. And I've studied in business. I'm trying very hard myself to get to that like executive level, and I always found it absolutely, you know, like amazing what this guy was able to do and have, not just with Sega, but his pre-Sega work. If you don't know much about Tom, he actually started off his career, at least his executive career, in Mattel, where he essentially relaunched the Barbie line for Mattel, Hot Wheels, and he was part of the Masters of the Universe toy line, which at the time, again, it was deemed that it was impossible to beat Star Wars, because back at that time period, Star Wars was, you know, monopolizing the toy market, and yet, you know, here comes Masters of the Universe, and it actually beat Star Wars for 2 to 3 years. So for me professionally, I always wanted to just talk a little bit about some of the business aspects, and being able to actually set this up and have Tom join us was such an honor. And I thought, you know, who better to talk about the Saturn than you guys?
And we're really happy to have
this on. Yeah. Thank you. We're happy to be on.
Dave, would you tell the audience a little bit about us, kind of who we are as one of the founders of Shiro?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're just folks in the community. Back in 2017, Pat and I started communicating with each other and talking about how it would be amazing if we could start a podcast centered around the Sega Saturn, because there was really nothing focused on it at the time. The Dreamcast gets mad love, you know, and it has a huge community built around it. Of course, the Mega Drive, the Genesis, has, you know, a huge community built around it, but the Saturn really didn't have a whole lot going on, at least in the US, you know. So, but there are several of us that exist that are, like, you know, really excited and enthusiastic about this console and really want to bring that love and knowledge about it to everyone, you know, and share our memories. So in 2017, we got together with Kay Kona, A Murder of Crows, and we started the Sega Saturn Shiro podcast. And it's really just snowballed from there, you know. And we've done streams and we've done articles and news, and we brought Peter in, who's been a great writer for articles on our blog / website, SegaSaturnShiro.com. And then Nick and Ben brought them in for like the video portion of stuff, and they've done amazing work with us. And so, yeah, we're just really excited to be a part of the community and to continue to spread that Saturn love.
Yeah, for sure, Dave. I am super happy to be part of Shiro. We've done it for, what, 3 years now, and actually coming up on 4, and here's to another 1,000 years of Shiro dominance, right?
Yeah, and I admit that before we existed, I was watching Project COE. I was watching Jared's videos for like the last decade. I'm a huge fan of the US long box format, you know, and I have an extensive collection, and, you know, so his videos were right up my alley. So I was really, you know, touched and honored that he asked us to come be a part of this. So very, very much.
Yes. Thank you for joining us.
You're quite welcome. And currently, just to let everyone know, Tom's trying to access the panel here. So we'll hopefully be able to figure out our little technical difficulties here. But yeah, thanks. Thanks, Dave, for aging me here. That's just fantastic. But yeah, I think I was one of the first people on YouTube to start going, you know, talking about what it was like to be a Saturn fan in 1996, 97, and 98. And I remember at the time when I first started, people were like, what is the Saturn? And I always thought that was so interesting that people didn't know what the Saturn was. So many people thought it went from the Sega Genesis right to the Dreamcast. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I look at it like if I was able to sort of educate a couple of people on what the Saturn was, mission accomplished.